This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Off the screen, lob to Wiggins. Wiggins, touch pass to Draymond. He'll attack. Back to Wiggins in the corner. Back to Draymond. He's got 2-on-1 with Looney. Lob to Looney. Two-hand slam!
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Was that a Kevon Looney highlight?
Love it.
Man, he's a Pelican.
Yeah.
Teaming up with Jordan Poole in the Big Easy. There are some rumors. Welcome back, Willard and Dibs, Grandy and Dibs with you today. There are some rumors, and I'm going to leave it at rumors because I don't think they are necessarily the most come from the most believable source, that the Pelicans are potentially interested in Jonathan Kuminga. Are they just building like a Warriors cast-off team? Jordan Poole, Kevon Looney, and Jonathan Kuminga, if it were to happen? I don't think that's going to happen. Although, if we can just dream for a second, Dibs, and we can think about we've been talking about the nightmare scenario for the Warriors, at least in my mind, and I think there's a possibility that it plays out. Like, the dream scenario for the Warriors, it's some reason the New Orleans Pelicans, like, are in love with Jonathan Kuminga. They're willing to give him a gigantic deal, and they're like, all right, Warriors, we'll give you Herb Jones in a sign-and-trade. And the Warriors are like, really? Herb? Okay, deal. Done. Let's get it done. Let's get the paperwork into the league now. Let's finalize this thing. Let's move on. If the Warriors could get their hands, Dibs, on someone like Herb Jones for a player that they seems pretty clear to me have no interest having around anymore, that would be like the dream scenario for the Warriors.
It'd be pretty fantastic. You know, nice, immediate, rotational guy who can score and he can defend a lot and he's under nice team control for 2 years. Yeah. That, to me, would be a perfect fit, but and it's New Orleans, so you never know.
They've had a weird offseason. I don't know what the hell's going on.
And they still have, you know, Zion, and now you bring in Jordan Poole, and I think Kevon is a good piece, especially for 2 years, but they still have DeJounte Murray making a lot of money, 2 more years, and then a player option, so and Trey Murphy goes 25, 27, 29, 31. And
love Trey Murphy, too.
Right, but you're New Orleans. And if you look at, you know, next year, this upcoming year, and Zion's making 40, and Murray's making 31, and Poole's making darn near 30, and Murphy's making 25, and you're New Orleans? Like, what are you trying to do here? You're either all in and going for it, and I give Atlanta credit because they're trying to really go for it, bringing in Porzingis and, you know, trying to add pieces around
Nikhil Alexander-Walker.
Right, so you're a team like, okay, we're going to do what we have to do this year. The East is open. We're going for it. And you're New Orleans. I don't really know what you're trying to do. You got out from underneath C.J. McCollum. Great. You got Jordan Poole in his contract for 2 years. How does he fit with Murray? And, you know, you've got Zion, who's a big-time puzzle.
Yeah.
So I just don't know approach-wise what New Orleans is thinking.
And DeJounte is also coming off of an Achilles tear himself. So you have questions just around, is he going to be ready for the beginning of the year? And if he is, or whenever he comes back, is he going to look good? Is he going to look like himself or not? I don't know. So they have, like, there's no doubt, they have quality pieces. Like, I would love Herb Jones. I would love Trey Murphy to be on the Warriors. I don't think it's going to happen. I would be shocked if it happened. It would be a coup for the Warriors. It's frustrating because the Warriors could have just drafted Trey Murphy. He went after, I believe, it was the same year as Moody.
So he went after Kuminga.
After Kuminga and after Moody. I
think Moody. Oh, wow.
He might have been like 17th or something. I forget exactly.
I'll check that.
Where he was drafted. But the Warriors could have drafted him. And it's, we can say that about every single draft and every single draft pick. But how nice would one of the best three-point shooters in the league look on this Warrior team right now, and a young one at that as well? Do you have the answer?
17.
17.
After Şengün. So you could have had Şengün and Trey Murphy. Like, if
could
you, want,
you imagine?
Right? I mean,
you'd have no need to acquire
Horford.
Horford, you have no need to acquire Jimmy Butler in the first place either.
Right. And I mean, we can always play this game, and it's patently unfair to look at a draft and do it like this because
Tyrese Haliburton.
Right. And I don't know how many teams, obviously Houston liked Şengün, or that was OKC actually that drafted him.
Traded to Houston on draft night, yeah.
Right, and you know, Oklahoma City drafted Josh Giddey ahead of Şengün, and Giddey, good little player, but Şengün has proven to be a difference maker at 6'11".
Yeah, and now Şengün is one of the, I don't know, one of the core pieces on a team that is expected to fight for the Western Conference title next year, along with OKC and Denver. I think that's probably the top three in the West, I think, to most people's estimation. In some order, Denver, Houston, and OKC. Minnesota maybe not too far behind them. But that's the group, I think, as of right now. And maybe the larger point, Dibs, as we continue to daydream about what the Warriors could have been had they drafted Trey Murphy, or if the Pelicans hand the Warriors a nice gift wrapped up perfectly and they give the Warriors Herb Jones or Trey Murphy. I think the bottom line, Dibs, is the Warriors are in the situation that they're in. One, because they are a declining dynasty and they have so much money tied up to Steph Curry specifically. Not that that's a mistake. You have to do that, and he's worth every single penny. That's part of it. And the other half of it is you were given a couple of extra bites at the apple with down years and shrewd trades ahead of time to give you a lot of draft picks and high-value draft picks. And you whiffed on all three, or at least like 2.5.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's all three yet. And you're counting Moses Moody in there, or
Wiseman, Kuminga, and Moody.
I think Moody is, if you want to use the baseball analogy, Wiseman is good morning, good afternoon, and sit your butt down. If I could borrow from Mike Kruko, that was a
grab
three
some pine
totally.
Meat.
That was a three pitch. You looked at three strikes
right down the middle.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3. You're out. Kuminga right now is probably, I would say, a ground out, just your standard ground out to short. He's done some things. He is a champion. Was he a part of it? Not really. Moses Moody for me is an opposite field, kind of a soft line drive base hit, because you drafted him at 14, late lottery. You did give him an extension, very, very team friendly, and he still is a solid rotational player for a playoff team. So that for me is not an out. Now, it's not a grand slam. It's not a homer, a triple, or a double. It's a solid single.
Maybe it's a two out, bases empty single, and then the guy behind you gets out and the inning's over.
Maybe. Maybe. And a lot of it for me is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What you do subsequent to that, and you've been mentioning Herb Jones, who also went in that draft, incidentally, and I was looking at his contract, and you were talking about it, and the Pelicans did with Herb Jones what the Warriors did with Moses Moody. Mm-hmm. It was after 3 years in the offseason, they said, here's 4 years and $56 million. Now, Moody got $3 and $39 million, but commensurate in average annual value, and the Pelicans saw a player that was similar to Moses, useful, rotational, helpful, and good.
One of the best perimeter defenders in the league when healthy.
Right, and I do think that Moody is better than what he's been allowed to show, and that's partly because the Warriors are in this championship window. So this is where I get critical of the Warriors, because they were unable to do this with Kuminga. After year three, last offseason, they were unable to give him that rookie extension and have him be here. Maybe they didn't want to, but whatever they did or didn't do has led us to where we are now, where he's a restricted free agent and he's got a qualifying offer, and it doesn't feel like there's a lot of action outside the building. There's not a lot of clamor for Kuminga.
Doesn't seem like it. No, you're right. I want to get to that. I think there's a lot to say there, and we will in a sec, but while we're on the topic of the Pelicans, we got our guy Caleb in Livermore who wants to talk about the Pelicans a little bit here. So let's get him on 888-957-9570. Caleb, what's up? You're on with Dibs and Grandy. What do you want to say, man?
Yeah, what's going on, fellas? How's your evening treating you?
We're doing great, man. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I was going for a walk, and I was watching you guys on YouTube, and I heard you guys talking about the Pelicans, and I had to chime in on this little discussion. I'm going to give you a little trade offer, okay?
Okay.
All right, so if the Warriors were to trade Jonathan Kuminga to New Orleans Pelicans, and you had to choose between Herb Jones, DeJounte Murray, or Trey Murphy, who would you pick and why?
Are we just pretending money is not an object and we can make all the financials work automatically?
Yeah, let's stay in fantasy land, man. Why not?
Okay. In fantasy land, I don't know how you feel, Dibs. For me, it's Trey Murphy. One of the best three-point shooters in the league. I think he solves a lot of issues for the Warriors.
For me, it would be Herb Jones because of what you talked about as a perimeter defender. And I know that the Warriors do need shooting, but if you're going to lose GP2, I think you need perimeter defense as much, if not more, because that is the one thing that you really lacked last year. And you know, Jimmy Butler's a good defender, but he's not quite as able on the perimeter as he used to be, and Steph at 37, kind of the same. So I would take Herb Jones.
Caleb, do you have an answer? What's your thought?
Yeah, quick question. So you guys picked Herb Jones and Trey Murphy. Why not DeJounte Murray? Why don't you like that trade potentially?
For me, Caleb, and appreciate the call, for me it's just because he's coming off of an Achilles injury. He's older. And I think the Warriors need the skill set of both. I think DeJounte would be third on my list. I would go Trey Murphy, Herb Jones, DeJounte Murray. Older, injury concerns, and I think the skill set that the other two have, one an elite shooter and the other an elite perimeter defender, I think those are two things the Warriors desperately need more so than anything that DeJounte can offer.
Yeah, and I'm just looking at his history, and he had a torn ACL in the 2018-2019 season. So this is too catastrophic on the same leg. Right Achilles, right ACL. This happened back in January, I think, so he's likely out until January-ish. It's usually 9 to 12 months, so you'd be getting a half a season, and a guy coming off an Achilles after already having an ACL, that to me is a little bit of a red flag.
So would you also go to DeJounte Murray as your third choice in that group?
Yeah, and it's hard to put the salary aside, but for this hypothetical, we did put the salary aside. But if you include it, He's on the hook for three more years, and it's the biggest number. It's the most chicken of all the three.
Yeah, do you have it in front of you? What is Trey Murphy's number? Because he also got an extension leading into last year. He's at 25 this year, 27 the following year, 29 and 31 over the next 4 years. Considering who he is as a player, that's not terrible. I mean, you're looking at an escalating number beginning at 25 now. If you could tell me, Dibs, that Trey Murphy is staying healthy by the end of that contract, I guarantee you the league looks at that as a major, major, major steal.
Especially, as we mentioned before, the salary cap is going up year over year. I think next year it'll be up 7%. So he's going to go from $5 million this past year. He'll make 25, and then it goes up to 27, which is, you know, as far as cost of living in a 7% cap increase, that's going to be below what a 7% raise would be. And yeah, you've got a nice fixed amount over the next 4 years. And if he does stay healthy, by the time the contract's up, he's only 30.
Yeah. So, okay. I mean, this is a good jumping off point, because you were, before we went to Caleb to ask us that question about the Pelicans, you talked about Herb Jones and the contract the Pelicans gave him before he kind of developed fully into a great player and they got extra years of control on him. Trey Murphy is maybe not the same exact story, but a similar story. He actually might be more comparable to Kuminga specifically, because he got a nice, pretty hefty extension last offseason that, again, keeps him around through his, what, age 29 season, through the 28-29 season, where he'll be making $31 million. And a lot of this is because those two guys perhaps showed a skill set that the Pelicans felt more comfortable buying and investing in than Jonathan Kuminga has to this point. But if the Warriors, Dibs, had just figured out a fair contract for Jonathan Kuminga last year, we wouldn't be dealing with this situation the way we are right now. Like, New Orleans is in a mess themselves, not because of the contracts Trey Murphy and Herb Jones have. In fact, they're their path out of messiness, because those are very attractive young guys. And if they were willing to trade them, they could get a haul back for them, and that could help them out going into the future. Or you could move other pieces and build around those two. But the way that New Orleans handled those two, Dibs, versus the way the Warriors have handled Jonathan Kuminga, regardless of who's at fault, and it's probably a pretty even, you know, pie chart when you talk about Kuminga versus the Warriors' decision makers, it is quite different, the situation the Pelicans are in with their young guy versus the situation the Warriors are in with theirs.
And it's a lot of the players in that draft class, and I've gone through this before with the class of 2021, where, you know, Cunningham, Supermax, rookie extension, it makes sense. He's their number one, and he's actually taken them, along with other young players, to be a threat.
I mean, they might win
the East. Right. Jalen Green, 3 years and $106 million, and he's now been traded. Mobley and Barnes and Franz Wagner, they all got rookie max extensions. But the interesting ones are like Corey Kispert with Washington. He signed for 4 and 54. He was taken one slot after Moses Moody. Hmm. So he gets $13.5 million a year. And he's in Washington, and he's a nice player.
Okay shooter, but that's
fine.
About it.
He's an okay player. Moses Moody, as mentioned, got, what, 3 and 39? And so
13 mil.
Right.
Per.
And, you know, other guys, Jalen Johnson got 3 and 150.
He's good.
He is good. And
that's a ton of money, though, but he is good.
Trey Murphy, 4 years and 112. Shangoon got 5 and 185. My point is, these deals are all over the map. Why were the Warriors and Kuminga unable to, after year three, come to a spot where they could figure out a number that made sense? And he's not alone. Santi Aldama, before this week, was on that list, and he just got a new extension, $17 million per year.
Yep.
Now it's Giddy and Kuminga, and I don't think that Davion Mitchell has gotten his extension, and he's been a little bit of a disappointment offensively.
He signed 2 years, $24 million in total, so 12 per with the Heat.
Okay, so and he's on his third or fourth team by now,
yeah.
Davion Mitchell.
Kings, how did he get to the Heat?
I think he was a Raptor.
You're right, I think he was. He's bounced around. I mean, that's more so just a failed draft pick as opposed to anything else.
So I just wonder about how this has gone and why going into last season they were unable to find some common ground, because, you know, the reports are that Kuminga wanted either the max or a lot of money, And there's also some reports now coming out that the Warriors didn't offer him anything.
Well, yeah, so the reporting was he wanted in the neighborhood of $35 million per year. And the reporting from very, very reputable sources or reputable reporters were the Warriors weren't willing to go above 30 or right around $30 million a year. Now, what's interesting is what you just said, some of the, you know, reports or belief that the Warriors never offered him anything last offseason leading into the season, and maybe that's true. I don't know how you I think the way that you come to terms with that potential fact and the reporting that the Warriors weren't willing to go above 30, it's okay. Well, was it just negotiation and not an official offer? Like, the Warriors never made an official offer. They just went through the negotiation process and never were able to come to terms, so never felt the need to offer him anything. And if that's the case, I mean, let me ask you this. Who do you blame more for the two sides not being able to come to terms last year? Is it the Warriors for being, too stingy? Or is it on Kuminga for asking for way the hell too much money?
Both, because I think if you look at the other deals that have been signed in his class, he's not one of these rookie max guys. We know that Evan Mobley, Scotty Barnes, Franz Wagner, you're not at that level. Even Jalen Suggs, who got $30 million a year over 5 years, $5 and $150 million, you're not that. Like, Suggs is a starting point guard for a team on the rise, and Kuminga may eventually be that good, but he's not right now. And so I'm just surprised that both sides couldn't come to a spot where, you know, maybe Kuminga was stubborn. He's like, if it's not going to be 35, which is Jalen Green got basically 35.3 with Houston. He got a 3-year extension, $106 million, and he led him to the 2 seed, and then he
didn't lead him to the 2 seed.
But you know what I mean.
He's on, like, the team.
He had one really good game against the Warriors.
He did. Game 2 was amazing, and then it was bad elsewhere.
And he had a good season, and but they were the 2 seed.
Houston also knew probably pretty quickly after they signed him to that deal that it was a mistake.
Yeah, I mean, a mistake.
Not worth that money.
Right. I mean, again, it's only a mistake if you can't do something with it.
And they got Kevin Durant as a result.
Exactly. So if you're Houston, you're probably not looking at it like it was a mistake, because
you're okay now.
Yeah. You turned it into Kevin Durant. And Kevin Durant is what you need more than Jalen Green.
That's half the problem with Kuminga. Because if Kuminga... Okay, let me ask you this, Dibs. Do you think the Warriors regret not signing Kuminga to maybe a contract last offseason that they felt was way too rich for their blood? Do you think they regret that? Because if you had that contract slot, you could get stuff in return for him now. Or would that just be so much money that that's an albatross of a contract and you'd have to attach assets to it to get anything back in the first place?
I think both of those things, but the other piece of it is if you had him at the Jalen Green number, 36 basically million dollars on the books, you wouldn't have gotten Jimmy Butler. And
True. If you
would have tried to do that,
you could have used Kuminga to get him, I guess.
Right. And, you know, I'm sure Kuminga was dangled at the amount he was making, which was 7.6.
Yeah.
And so I think that your prime desire was to do what you can to stay out of that second apron. That way you can avoid being one of these repeater teams. And so I do think when the Kuminga conversations were happening, the Warriors had a firm eye toward staying out of that area.
Yeah. Yeah. 888-957-9570. Javier's in Vacaville and wants to weigh in. What's up, Javier?
Hello. How you guys doing today, Mr. Dibley? And how you guys all doing over there? You know, day for the holiday, 4th of July.
Very good, Javier. Glad to hear from you.
Yeah, good to hear from you. So I had a deal that I want to present because I feel like Warriors fans, I wouldn't say overvaluing his, you know, Kuminga's, that is, his overall, you know, perception to the league, but the lack of awareness of you guys are in a position where you're going to probably lose him for nothing next offseason if we don't try to capitalize on, you know, some potential acquisition of some, you know, potential talent. And I think a three-team trade with Sacramento trying to do, they're trying to retain their full mid-level exception by trading their, you know, coveted player in, we'll say, Malik Monk to the Pistons. But I think what they could do is, I think they send Malik Monk to the Warriors with Kleintman, I'm not exactly sure how to say his name, to the Warriors. The Kings get Sasser, and they get Dennis Schroeder on a 3-for-45 with their contract they've already agreed to, along with Kuminga, and then the Pistons get DeRozan. You guys get a great six-man and a great, great scorer that could team up with Pajemski when Curry retires in 2 or 3 seasons. He's only in his mid-20s at 25, 26. He was a, former first-round pick, and you get the scoring that Kuminga's going to leave off. But the whole notion of going to cut our nose out of spot our face in Golden State and act like Kuminga's going to just be ours because we drafted him, like, that's just not a way to think any type of rational sense of how you guys could presume making any type of negotiation with him, because he obviously wants to get a place where he can get the ball and just do what he needs to develop as a player. And I think Malik Monk would be somebody who could really, supplement that scoring off the bench and or as a, spot starter like he did in Sacramento.
Yeah.
And he was a sixth man of the year until he got hurt 2 seasons ago.
Javier, so, really quick, sorry. Malik Monk and who to the Warriors?
I don't want to mispronounce his name, but it's Bobby Klintman. And it works in the fast food trade machine.
Is he on the Pistons?
Detroit. Yes, Bobby Klintman.
Okay.
Malik Monk to Golden State, and then you get DeRozan to the Pistons, and then you get Sasser, the point guard from Detroit, and then the Kings get Dennis Schroeder, and then they sign Kuminga. Like I signed like 22.9 over annually, rather over 3, so just like over $68 million
a
year.
Gotcha. I got you, Javier. Yeah, I got you, man. The money doesn't work going back to the Warriors because Malik Monk himself is making nearly $19 million, and the only money the Warriors are shipping out is Kuminga, and you're taking back multiple players.
Right. I mean, Klintman makes 1.9, so if it works in the trade machine, then I'll take his word for it that it works, but I do believe that if you did that, that would knock you out of the Al Horford and probably the D'Anthony Melton categories as well, because you'd already be up against that first apron and you're at that point hard capped. And so I don't think that it gives you that much flexibility to do other things.
Yeah. And I mean, Malik Monk, he can score the basketball and the Warriors do need help offensively, but I don't know. I mean, would Malik Monk make the Warriors better as an off the bench scorer? Yeah, probably. But I don't know if, I mean, the Kings are reportedly going to move him for Schroeder anyway. It feels to me like the Malik Monk, Dennis Schroeder part of that sign and trade is kind of a done deal. I don't know if the Warriors could sneak in and get him, but I don't know. I'd have to think about it and try to make the math work in order to see if it is realistic. But my mind immediately tells me no, probably not.
Yeah, the Klintman thing is fascinating because the pick that was eventually used on him and him as a player, it's been traded 5 times, and he's played in 8 games.
Oh, so okay. That's no wonder I haven't heard his name before.
It's not that he's been traded 5 times, but the pick that became him 5 years prior got traded in the Brandon Clark deal, and it goes on. And on. I love Basketball Reference because in the NBA, like these future picks, you can track backward and see like where that pick actually originated, and then eventually it becomes Bobby Klintman.
It's crazy. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. It's Dibs and Grandy in on Willard and Dibs on this Thursday. We're back with more when we return right here on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.